Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to give you an update on what's going on in Turkey. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been covering Turkey in detail for a long period of time. And unfortunately, the problems persist. And the latest rate of inflation has just been announced. And Turkey has hit a 24-year high. Inflation is now above 85%. That's obviously off the scale. So in today's video, we'll look at exactly what's going on with inflation. We'll look at the key drivers, what's making up those numbers, what's going on particularly with food and transport, which affect everybody in society, particularly the poorest members of the country. So we'll have a look at all of the data on that. We'll talk about what's going on with regards to interest rates, because as you'll be aware, Turkey has taken a contrarian view. They've decided that the traditional way of dealing with high inflation, of increasing interest rates, is incorrect, it's flawed, and therefore they've decided to start reducing interest rates. And just recently, Turkey introduced another interest rate cut. This is the third consecutive month that they've cut their interest rates. And of course, we've seen a third consecutive month of record high inflation. So we'll look at exactly what's going on. We'll look at the longer term picture, because Turkey have actually been cutting their rates for more than 12 months now. So we'll see exactly what's happened to inflation over that period, whether there is anything to support this theory that when you've got high inflation, you should reduce rates rather than increasing them. We'll then have a look at what's going on with regards to the Turkish lira, the currency in the country, because that's absolutely critical to the success of the economy. Turkey is a net importer. It imports more than it exports, and therefore the value of its currency is really important because it's having to pay for a lot of those imports in foreign currencies. So it's exchanging its own currency for things like dollars and euros. And of course, when the value of your currency is falling, it means that it's costing you even more. So global prices are rising for things like fuel and food. But when your currency is deteriorating in value, the net impact is even worse. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is likely to happen for Turkey over the next 3 to 6 months and what the implications of this are for the global economy. Because Turkey's taken a really interesting position with regards to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They had a good relationship with both countries prior to that situation, and they've maintained those relationships. So they've taken an entirely neutral stance. They haven't come out and sanctioned Russia. In fact, President Erdogan, President Putin had a meeting over the last few months where they came out and stated that they wanted to do more things together. They want to do more trade. And you may have seen in a recent video I posted that President Putin suggested that Turkey should establish itself as a hub and start selling Russian gas onto Europe as if it was Turkish gas. And you can check out that video if you'd like to see more details on that. So before we get started on all of that, if I can ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. I'm on a push for 250,000 subscribers. So if you could help, that would be amazing. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos. So if you don't have time to watch the whole thing, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, YouTube Super Thanks and membership, and Amazon shopping links. Once again, thank you so much to everybody that has supported the channel. I really, really appreciate it. Inflation in Turkey in October rose to 85.51%, which is the highest level that they've seen since June 1998. And this chart shows the monthly movement in inflation over the last 12 months. And you can see that there has been 11 consecutive increases in the rate of inflation. So every single month for the last year, inflation has been rising. And to put 85% inflation into context, this chart shows the current rates of inflation for the G20. So these are the 20 largest economies in the world. And you can see that Turkey is right at the top of the shop. The only other country in the G20 that is anywhere close to Turkey's rate of inflation is Argentina, where the rate is running at 83%. And Argentina is in a complete crisis. When you look at the other countries in the G20, the next highest rate of inflation is the Netherlands at 14.5%, Russia 13.7%, Italy 11.9%, Germany 10.4%, and the UK 10.1%. And all of those countries apart from Russia have identified inflation as their number one target right now, and they are all increasing their interest rates rapidly to try to bring inflation back down to a more manageable level of 2 or 3%. And this table shows the highest rates of inflation for all countries in the world. And you can see that Turkey is now ranked at number 6. There are only 5 countries anywhere on the globe that have a higher rate of inflation. And all 5 of these countries have major problems. Zimbabwe's economy collapsed a number of years ago and has runaway inflation. Lebanon, Syria, and Sudan all have war-related issues. And Venezuela has had significant financial sanctions applied against it for the last few years. And if you carry on down the list to look at the other countries that actually have lower rates of inflation than Turkey, Sri Lanka is in a state of crisis. Its economy collapsed recently. Iran has been heavily sanctioned and also has major problems. And most of the other countries that are showing here are in a state of crisis or collapse. And the reason I'm showing this is to give you a better understanding as to how severe the problem is in Turkey right now. So let's have a look at some of the key drivers for Turkey's inflation and talk about the impact on the population and the economy. Increases in food prices are one of the biggest issues facing Turkey right now. Turkey is a net importer of food products. It imports large volumes of wheat, which is used to produce flour, which is used to produce bread, which is a basic food substance for a lot of people in the country. And this chart shows the movement in food prices over the last 12 months. And the current rate of food inflation is now up to 99%. And if you look at what's happened over the last 12 months, this time last year, food inflation was already very high at 27%. But over the course of the last 11 months, it has exploded. It increased to 44%, 56%, 64%, 70%, 89%, 92%, 94%, 95%. It dropped slightly in August and September, but is now touching 100% inflation. So what that means is that the price of food in Turkey today is almost double what it was this time last year. Now, the problem with food inflation is that it affects everybody. Everybody has to buy food to eat, but it disproportionately affects the poorest members of society because they're spending a much larger percentage of their budget on food. It can be up to 90% of all of their money is going on food. Now, that is a major problem when you've got 99% food inflation like we've got in Turkey right now, because those poorer members of society won't have seen an increase of 99% in their budget over the last 12 months. And these people generally don't have any savings. So if food doubles in price, it generally means that you can only buy half as much food today than you could buy this time last year. And that is a major crisis because a lot of people are living on the breadline anyway. And in situations like this, it just means that people have less calories, less food to actually exist on. And that's a very basic fundamental need for human beings. If you can't afford to buy enough calories to keep your body fueled, then that means that you'll have less energy, less motivation, you'll be less productive. So this has a direct impact on the economy. It's not just because prices are increasing. If people can't afford to eat, then they're not going to be able to work as hard, and therefore there will be a fall in production, and so the output for the country as a whole will start to go down. So this is a really big crisis issue for Turkey. One of the other basic requirements in a modern economy is transport. Most people in a developed economy need transport to be able to get to their place of work to earn some money. And this table shows the movement in transport costs in Turkey over the last 12 months. Now, these figures are not shown in percentages. This is an index. So the index would have been established at some date in the past and set at 100, and then all future prices are measured against that index. So the current index of 1,257 means that the cost of transport has increased 12.57 times since that original index was set. But in terms of the context of the last 12 months, we can see that the index back in November 21 was sitting at 615, and it's now at 1,257. So that means that the price of transportation in Turkey has more than doubled over the last 12 months. And the official figures released for October show that transportation costs are up 117% year on year. And the problem that Turkey has is that transportation costs have two major impacts. Firstly, they affect the ability of people to be able to afford to go to work. So we've got a 117% increase. That means that compared to this time last year, it's costing more than double to take the bus or go on public transport. And the poorest members of society simply won't be able to afford that. So then that puts a big question mark as to whether or not they can actually get to work to earn any money. And if you can't get to work and earn any money, that means that you're unemployed and the situation becomes much more serious. So that's obviously a major concern from a consumer's perspective. But in terms of the impact on prices, obviously, products need to be transported all around the country. So whether that's filling up the supermarket shelves or moving equipment or moving things that you're manufacturing to ports or other destinations. So those increased transport costs will feed into your total costs of production and therefore will have a further driver on inflation. So this all becomes quite circular. As transportation costs increase, so does the price of everything else. And it's very difficult to get control of that situation, particularly when you're looking at more than a doubling in price over the last 12 months. Producer prices keeps a track of the input costs for producers. So these are companies that are making things. It's looking at how much all of their costs are increasing month on month. And this metric is often referred to as factory gate prices. And this chart shows the movement in producer prices over the last 12 months. And the current rate is running at 158%. And once again, if you look at the trend, there has been a consistent and rapid rise in producer prices over the last 12 months. And there are two major concerns coming out from this data. Firstly, the absolute level, 158% increase in prices for producers is off the scale. When you compare that to the current rate of inflation in Turkey of 85%, it's almost double that extremely high rate. And the reason that that's a concern is that these factory prices haven't hit the shelves yet. These are the input prices that all of the producers are having to pay. They will then need to pass those increases on in terms of increasing the sale price of all of their products. Because if your prices are going up as a business, obviously you need to increase your sales prices in order to maintain some form of profit margin. So the producer price index is really important because it gives us the heads up as to where prices are heading. Because these will be the prices on the shelves over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. And the heads up that we're being given here is that producer prices are almost double what the rate of inflation is. So that indicates that inflation isn't likely to slow down anytime soon in Turkey. So that's bad news for Turkish consumers, but it's also bad news for the Turkish economy because Turkey's main industry is manufacturing. So it imports a lot of parts and equipment and then assembles and completes a lot of equipment and then exports finished goods. And the input prices for producers have an influence on the global sales price for all of their finished goods. And the fact that Turkey is currently experiencing 158% increase in producer prices means that it's going to have to increase its global sales prices. And that could very well mean that Turkey becomes uncompetitive in the global market. Because if there are other countries who don't have the same rates of inflation, and we looked at the table before, there's only a small number of countries. There's only 5 countries globally that have higher rates of inflation than Turkey, and none of those are exporting any products. So every other country in the world has less inflation than Turkey. That means that they won't need to increase their prices as much. So on a net basis, Turkey is becoming more expensive, which means it's less competitive, which means that it could lose more trade going forward. And that would be an absolute disaster from an economic point of view, because if it's got less money coming in, it means its balance of trade will become even worse. It'll be spending more than it's earning. And that then puts further pressure on the Turkish lira, which could drop in value, and it becomes a really vicious circle. So the producer price index of 158% right now is really bad news for Turkey. As I mentioned at the start of the video, Turkey have decided to take a contrarian view of how to deal with high inflation. And they've started reducing their interest rates at a time when they've got really high rates. This chart shows the recent movements in interest rates, and you can see that rates were reduced from 14% to 13% on the 19th of August. They were then reduced further to 12% on the 23rd of September. And on the 21st of October, the Turkish Central Bank introduced a 150 base reduction in interest rates to the current level of 10.5%. But these recent reductions in interest rates aren't actually the first time that Turkey have followed this policy. If we expand the graph out further, you can actually see that interest rate reductions started in September 21, when the official rate of interest was reduced from 19% to 18%, It was then reduced further to 16% in October 21, 15% in November, and 14% in December 21. Now, at the time when those interest rate reductions started, the rate of inflation in Turkey was sitting at around 20%. And President Erdogan decided that rather than increasing interest rates, a reduction would potentially result in inflation falling. But let's have a look at exactly what did happen. This chart shows the movement in inflation over the last 12 months. And you can see that dating back to December 21, when interest rates were reduced from 15 to 14%, through to where we are today, there has been a huge increase in inflation. So the four consecutive reductions in interest rates that took place in September, October, November and December 2021 caused inflation to more than double within a two-month period. Now, obviously, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has had a further detrimental impact on inflation rates. So from the data that we've seen, it doesn't look like the rate-cutting policy that Turkey is currently following is having the desired impact. It's being done to reduce inflation, but as a result of these cuts, we've seen inflation rise dramatically and is now at one of the highest rates in the whole world. Now, as I mentioned, Turkey is a net importer, which means it's having to buy things in the international markets. And when it's making those trades, it's having to do those deals in other currencies, either US dollars or euros or possibly even Russian rubles at some point in the future. But because the Turkish economy is based on its own currency, the Turkish lira, the exchange rate is critical in terms of the success of the economy. And this chart shows the exchange rate between the Turkish lira and the US dollar over the last 12 months. And you can see that there has been a significant deterioration in value. This time last year, one US dollar equated to around 9.7 Turkish lira. And today the exchange rate is closer to 19. So that means that the Turkish lira has almost halved in value over that period. So that's obviously disastrous from Turkey's perspective. But if you look at the five-year position, you can see that in 2021, the Turkish lira actually fell by 44% in that year. So over the last 2 years, there has been a massive devaluation in the currency. And what this devaluation in the Turkish lira means is that proportionately, everything in Turkey is getting even more expensive. So when we talk about the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, we can talk about the price of oil rising to more than $100 a barrel, the price of wheat rising, the price of a lot of other food and commodity items. So that's bad news for a country like Turkey because they're a net importer. So as those prices go up, it's going to cost them more to buy all of those products. But when you factor in the fall in the value of the lira, it's actually much worse than that. Because if the price of a barrel of oil rises from $80 to $100, if one US dollar is trading for 10 Turkish lira, then the cost of that barrel of oil will move from 800 lira to 1,000 lira as a result of the invasion of Ukraine. However, if the value of the lira falls and one US dollar is now trading for 20 Turkish lira, then the cost of that barrel of oil will go from 1,600 lira to 2,000 lira. So you can see the impact of the fall in the value of the currency. It means that on a net basis, it's even more expensive to be able to buy that oil. The price of oil is rising in the international market, so that's hurting Turkey. But as the value of the lira falls, it's hurting it even more. And that's what's been happening over the last couple of years for Turkey. Prices have gone up anyway in the international markets, so it would have caused major problems for Turkey and its economy. But the fact that the lira has devalued has accelerated those problems. And that's why we've got such high rates of inflation. Because Turkey's importing large amounts of natural gas, oil and food, it's having to pay more in the international markets and its currency's worth less, so it's having to pay even more in its own currency terms. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because we've been closely following what's going on in Turkey and inflation continues to rise month on month on month. And the new policy that's been reintroduced over the last few months of dropping interest rates to try to tackle inflation doesn't appear to be working. We're now at a 24-year high. Turkey has the highest rate of inflation for any of the G20 countries and is actually the sixth highest in the whole of the world now. And the only benchmarks that it's comparing against are war-torn economies and economies that have collapsed. So this is obviously a very serious situation from Turkey's perspective. And in terms of the cost of living in Turkey, it's increasing exponentially. We talked about the increases in the cost of food and the cost of transport and what's going on with regards to producer prices. And all of that is bad news because those rates are all outstripping the official rate of inflation. So that gives you an indication that inflation is likely to carry on over the next few months. Market commentators are saying that they think October will be the peak, that this is where it will top out. But they're not saying that it's going to go back to an acceptable level anytime soon. So even if we did see a reduction from 85% to maybe 75% or 60%, that's still extremely high. That's still unmanageable and unsustainable from Turkey's perspective. And one of the problems that Turkey has is that we're now into the winter period and it's a net importer of energy products and it imports a lot of natural gas, which it uses to produce electricity to obviously keep all of the industry going and to keep the lights on in everybody's home. And a major problem Turkey is facing is that it's running short of currency. It doesn't have enough US dollars, euros, maybe Russian rubles to be able to keep paying for all of those energy imports. So there's a real crisis building. And over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, it's likely that we could see the situation becoming critical. Turkey needs an injection of cash from somewhere. And it's possible that it could do a deal with Russia. Russia could give it lots of energy products. It's already been discussing whether or not it could increase the volume of oil exports and gas exports. And it may be that Turkey doesn't have to pay in cash, that it builds up some sort of loan system. But it needs something to happen to help solve the problem. There is a long-term issue in Turkey, and we're not seeing any resolution anytime soon. So it's likely that we'll see the economy of Turkey contracting. And as I've said a million times before on the channel, the whole world is interconnected. So if Turkey's economy goes into recession, starts to contract, that will have a knock-on impact to a lot of other economies. And this is obviously happening at the same time as many countries are seeing a contraction anyway. So the situation in Turkey is likely to get worse over the next few months as the global economy moves towards recession. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when I hear them. If you've liked what I've said today, please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.